You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have, like, a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, we're pumped to be able to share an exclusive trailer with you after the show. From Blue Wire Studios comes Golden Goal, Stories of Soccer Legends. Each Monday, two new episodes will take a look into some of soccer's biggest stars and the moments that define their careers. All narrated by Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's Always Cheating podcast. From Haaland, Zlatan, Messi, Rapinoe, and many more, each episode will focus on the historical plays and personalities that make the sport great. So stay tuned after the episode and check out Golden Goal, Stories of Soccer Legends, wherever you get your podcasts.
Blue Wire.
What is up, Nets fans? Welcome to a live edition of the Brooklyn Buzz. I'm your host, Nick Faye. With me, as always, my guy, Jack Manuel, and special guest, regular on the show, Matt Brooks. Guys, how we doing?
Good. Excited to talk some Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing this one for a long... Nah, it's probably going to be like 10, 15 minutes. I've got some tweets to talk about. I've got some stats to talk about. Jamal Crawford, walking bucket, baby!
Yeah, one of the substitute players for the Nets. Definitely a surprise, at least for me. You know, Jack and I just recorded a podcast saying that probably wasn't going to happen, but it is going to happen, and it did happen. And as always, you can find The Buzz on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, OTGBasketball.com, NetsPlug.com, and Blue Wire Pods, but... Matt, what was your initial reaction when you saw Jamal Crawford sign with the Nets? Major Woj bomb, the type we expect in July.
I mean, look, I don't have an emotion either way. Like, this roster, I can't get happy. I can't get sad about it. I mean, maybe if they signed somebody that I was, like, kind of semi-excited about. Like, at this point, if they signed, like, a Dragon Bender, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But this one is just, like, I'm not going to sit here and get mad about Jamal Crawford. Yeah. You know, the most I could say is, like, is he going to take Moose's minutes or something like that? Like, even then I'm like, you know, doesn't whatever. Matter. But I don't know. Like, it's – I guess it's – some people really like to watch him. I didn't even ever like to watch him really when he was in his prime. It's just not the, like, player type that I gravitate toward. But I know there are people that like him that you know, I guess will be happy to see him in this late-stage version, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, he's currently the oldest player in the NBA, the oldest active player. I think he's a Udonis Haslem. He's usurped him in terms of the age rankings. But, I mean, there's a lot of people who feel like strongly one way or another, especially our guy Alec has been he's been hated in the OTG group chat and on Twitter. But, I mean, I sort of said I'm indifferent to it. You know, it's going to be fun because now we've got some Jamal Crawford fans. He's a really loved by former players and teammates, and you know, he's getting a lot of love from, you know, JJ Redick and so many other guys, Isaiah Thomas as well. Maybe Isaiah Thomas is next, who knows? But I thought
Houston Rockets East, here we come.
Oh boy.
Yeah, 10 years in the future. Spencer Dinwiddie was my favorite reaction though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say what he did, but he put a nice gif of Denzel Washington with the response to Jamal Crawford signing. But yeah, I guess we could talk about his individual game, but the reaction is, you know, Cool. Why not? It adds to about, what have we got, like 18 shooting guards on the roster now? Why not?
Why not? You know, it is
cornering the market.
It's intriguing, I guess, in like the aspect of like the fan base and the storyline. But like, it is surprising that it was a two guard. They didn't sign a big first, and especially a veteran when it's like they have capable guys at that position. So I was hoping we'd sign like a center or a forward, but that didn't happen first. I guess, like, you know, Sean Marks has a plan for everything. But do you guys think that Crawford's actually going to see minutes on the Nets? Is he going to play and like have some type of role with the team, or
center?
No, 6'5", 40 years old. We got you.
I mean, look, like I can say embarrassed enough that I watched a little Jamal Crawford in Minnesota, which I know some people are going to have a field day with.
He wasn't good.
No, he wasn't good. And he wasn't good in Phoenix. I know he had a nice, like, last game. If they play him, I guess, for, you know, just if you want to be retrospective and look at his career, I guess that's fine. But, I mean, I would assume that's the most of it. Like, if he's like, hey, if this is like one of those, like, you know, they know an agent or they're just close with him, or Marks is close with him, and they're like, hey, we want to see your career end on a high note, end on a playoff team. I mean, if that's what this is, that's fine, and they're giving him minutes.
Good PR move, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and again, he's so well connected in the league with all these players that it definitely isn't the worst thing, and it is actually a little Marksy to do that. But if you're expecting him to, like, have a resurgent comeback, I have bad news. I don't know if that one's gonna happen. So I think it's probably the first of those two.
Yeah, I mean, there's not like the if this was the Nets were within some sort of chance of winning a playoff series, I'd be like, all right, let's get someone who is like a Lance Thomas or someone around that sort of range, or, you know, one of the G League sort of guys that, you know, Matt spoke to Chris about in his stream. You know, I at the end of the day, I'm kind of cool with it because there's a nostalgic element to it. Let's get Vince Carter. Let's get Isaiah Thomas. Let's go crazy with it at the end of the day. I have no idea if we could actually get Vince Carter, but that'd be a lot of fun. But it's the value that he's going to add on the court. Who knows? I think that he can play at a pinch hit, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, something like that. You know, obviously, I hope he's not taking away minutes, like sort of Matt was saying, from guys like Chioza, from guys like Tyler Johnson, from guys like Musa, who, for me, Nick and I talked about this on a podcast we recorded like an hour ago, that it's an audition for those guys and to see if they can actually impact this team and actually be on this team going forward. Or, you know, impact this team and be part of a trade package for a Bradley Beal or whoever it might be. But, you know, Jamal Crawford, does he take away the opportunity from those players? You can certainly make the argument for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the guys that we're analyzing are guys from 10 to 17 on the roster, because it's a 17-man roster in Orlando. So it doesn't matter a lot, but who cares? You know, we're in quarantine. There's more fun things to analyze than the craziness that currently happening in the world.
Yeah, and I mean, like Matt mentioned, he's well-connected, and like that's a good veteran presence to have a lot of these young guys that don't have any really playoff experience, because it's pretty obvious the Nets are going to end up in the playoffs even if they don't want to be there, just because Washington isn't really sending a team either. So I'm intrigued to see what type of role he has, because it felt like maybe they went after Crawford because they weren't confident in not having a third ball handler, so he could just be that backup option if something were to happen to LeVert or Chioza and you need someone to just bring the ball up or do whatever it is. So sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite team and events. And there's no better place to start than our exclusive partner, BetOnline. Get in on the action on this week's big UFC fight, or check out odds on NASCAR, Formula One, and the Premier League. Can't wait for your team to come back? BetOnline has future odds, including win totals, division winners, and even league championship. Or check out daily simulations of Madden and NBA 2K to watch and wager on. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
Any idea or expectations for when the Nets will sign a big, or if they will?
I'm surprised it hasn't happened already. Matt, you're the guy who did the analysis of all the big guys and the G League prospects and stuff. What do you got for us?
I had heard it was going to happen. I was worried I wasn't going to get it done in time, that stream. And that obviously didn't happen. So at this point, I don't know. I'm at a loss. I'm like, I don't know. Are the Nets going to run out a 6-7-man rotation of all shooting guards? I don't know. Is this Houston Rockets basketball, but, you know, with a lack of creating and three-point shooting, I really don't know. I'm at a loss at this point. I just think I got no clue. I got nothing.
It's strange to say the
That's
least.
That's how I'm approaching this next season. Like, I'm just like, I'm out of takes on this. Like, just get in there, stay healthy, and get out of there. That's pretty much where my head's at.
Yeah.
Jack, do you think of anything?
Yeah, I mean, he's got connections to Sean Marks. You know, Sean Marks went in 2016, so it's another guy to tick off the list. You know, maybe the Nets get Otto Porter and they just complete it's more than a trifecta now. It's probably like a quadfecta, whatever it's called. In terms of the effect that I think he could have, you know, Jamal Crawford has had a sensational career. You know, looking back, obviously, at his last 2 years in Phoenix and Minnesota, obviously are a bit of an aberration overall. But, you know, he has been an incredible locker room presence in so many ways, a vet guy who can, you know, impart that wisdom. And maybe that's where he sort of goes to, you know, a Chioza or a Musa. You know, he provides them with wisdom and experience, because that's what you want out of locker room guys at the end of the day. We saw Jared Dudley, you know, impart that, Damari Carroll impart that. The effect that they had on guys like D'Angelo Russell, Caris LeVert, and the like, you know, I think that can't be underestimated. And even for a 12-game sample size, hopefully 13 or 14, maybe Canada scrimmages as well, you're getting 15, 16, 17.
That's basketball.
There you go. Yeah, there we go. But, yeah, I think that the value that he provides is certainly not going to be on the court. Despite the fact that in his final three games, he put up 51, 27, and 28. I know that a lot of people have been big on the 51-point game. He got 51 points, and I'm like, okay, let's chill. But he did get 27 and 28 in the other two as well. So he knows how to get his buckets. I don't want him to be taking away shots from Caris LeVert and Chris Chioza and Musa. I want to see... That's what I'm hoping to see. I want to see, you know, experimentation from Jacques Vaughn. I don't want him to have to give minutes to these vet guys. You know, I want to see Jared Allen play 35 minutes and not see, hopefully, Amir Johnson take away a heap of that time in clutch time. So I think the value Crawford provides is off the court. And I think that he can certainly impart some wisdom and experience and some knowledge upon some of the younger guys that are in Orlando.
Yeah, I think that would probably be best case scenario. Like, you don't want to see him get minutes. You don't want to see him chuck shots. You want to see him have an impact on some of these younger guys, like you mentioned, Jack. Give him some of that Jared Dudley vibe and kind of help them take that step and maybe at least be competitive. Because I think that's what the goal for the Nets is, going to Orlando. Like, they know they're not doing anything. They're missing so much of their team. It's like, how can we be competitive and at least maintain, like, games like we have in the past with, like, Kenny teams where, like, they're under-talented, but they were still able to at least keep it within 10.
I'll say this. I wish they'd treat it like a summer league. I really do. I don't know the downside of that. Like, I think the reason why I've been so impartial to this is because I can kind of already see, like, when they made the Tyler Johnson signing, I was like, all right, I get it. Like, I'm not a huge fan of him, but I at least see that they're, like, you know, they were going the older route. And I think they're trying to find those, like, older vets, because they think they're probably going to build this like an older team, kind of like the Heatles, Miami Heat, or whatever have you. Yep. But yeah, I mean, at this point, like, you know, there comes a barrier where I'm like, I don't even know what the upside is on some of these signings, like Amir Johnson, or who hasn't been signed, but like a Jamal Crawford. I personally would have preferred it. I mean, part of that is just me being selfish, because I'm, you know, I think we're all going to be watching this team sometime. We're going to be watching these games multiple times. Jack, I know you and I will be going back and watching this film twice. Would be a little more fun if they were new guys. I don't think that's crazy to say.
More of an unknown. So,
yeah.
I said before, like, sorry to cut you off, Jack. I understand, like, the aspect of, like, hey, we want to have competent players so we can, like, evaluate these guys, like a Rodion Musa or a Temple or TLC, in, like, a real situation where minutes they'll actually play next year. That's why I just, like, can't wrap my head around the Jamal Crawford thing, because there's so many two guards, there's so many ball handlers, and it's not like he's going to provide enough veteran presence that you, like, truly need him, where, like, you truly need a center, because, like, Jared Allen getting three fouls in the first quarter is not unheard of. And then next thing you know, now you're playing Rodion and Musa and you're down 30 and it's not even halfway through the second.
Yeah, I think that there's I literally, as we were, Nick and I were recording, I put out like a poll in terms of the direction that the Nets, what would we prefer them to take in terms of the young G League route, a combination of the G League and the vet route, or the pure vet route. It seems to be that Sean Marks is showing the direction with the signings that he has made. Someone in the Periscope chat, guys, L Limage Eddie, who do you think gets the last two spot? Has to be two bigs, right? I mean, Matt, you've done the...
I would hope so, please.
We need it
6'8" plus, though, please.
It's gonna be Roy Hibbert and no, I don't know. I honestly, I'm ready for anything. It could be Roy Hibbert. I mean, Jakob Mozgov the other day coming back.
Yeah, it's
I don't know.
Yes, it really is anyone's guess. Obviously, we've seen the rumors surrounding guys like Amir Johnson, Lance Thomas, you know, guys that have been connected to the Nets in the past. I would be surprised if at least one of those guys isn't signed. And, you know, I wouldn't mind. I've sort of said, you know, a Dragan Bender because, you know, it, like Matt sort of said, we're guys that like to look into a little bit of the old film and such, and it's nice to analyze guys that haven't necessarily, you know, been around the wings too much and sort of what they could provide a team, not what they've already provided a team. And, you know, I think Dragan Bender, you know, when you're a lottery pick, there is talent there. And I think fit. Mzuck 5, Alan Williams seems logical to me because of his time there. Yeah, I liked Alan Williams. I thought that his tenure in Brooklyn, especially, you know, on the bench as a presence. And I think that that's one thing that can't be underestimated as well. I think that on the bench, you know, with the lack of crowds there, you know, you're going to be relying on your guys on the bench to get you hyped up, and then having a good team cohesive environment certainly can't be underestimated in getting some extra buckets here and there. And I think that that's what the Nets have always had. Obviously, you know, losing Theo Pinson and signing more valuable guys in terms of their talent and what they can actually provide on the court. But yeah, I think guys off the court as well, I think that there's going to be value to that in Orlando. So it's going to be an interesting one.
That is a really good point because, like, you're going to be stuck with these guys. You won't even have your family until after the first round. So then it's like, okay, like, I have to really like this. And I guess even in Jamal Crawford in that aspect, he is really well-liked, so that's, like, a positive vibe to have there. I'm not sure about Alan Williams, though. I feel like if the Nets were going to – they would have signed him last year and brought him onto that playoff roster when they
– He was in China, wasn't he?
Yeah, he went to China. The Nets really needed a third big last year, and they didn't sign him. And I was like, okay, well, that's that.
Yeah. For some awesome stats, we've got – before the three games, I had guys jumping into my mentions. Paul Hedley, he's featured on JBT and an awesome NBA to follow. The previous 61 games before the three that I mentioned with the 51, 27, and 28, he averaged 6.6 points per game on 37, 30, 82 splits. So we're not, again, we're analyzing something and we're talking about something because, I mean, the Nets give us a lot to talk about, even when there's bugger all in this current quarantine crazy world. But also, if you want to look at it on the flip side, at GWIS, 15.1 points and 6.8 assists per 36 last season. So, I don't know. Last up.
I just, like, look at the efficiency and I was like, yo, why did we ever think Jamal Crawford was so good? When you just, like, go through and look at the shooting percentages, you're like, damn, like, he hasn't shot over 40%, like, 42% in a long time.
So yeah, he's a gunner. Yeah. He's a gunner. Yeah. What he is. I mean, like, that's the thing with him. Like, he's a tough player because, like, he's very fun to watch, and I think that plays into a part of it. And also is, like, a big reason. Like, I mean, just the crossover game and stuff. Like, that's generally something that other players especially respect. And the shot making, it's very difficult. Conversely, there's never been a lot outside of the scoring. So when the scoring starts to dissipate, then you're kind of not – he doesn't have a lot to work with outside of that. So I think that's kind of why you're – what you're seeing a little bit in the last 2 years is, like, when that goes,
especially when he's so negative defensively.
Sure. Yeah. And, like, that's the thing. Like, when he's on, he's on. Like, you saw that in those last couple of games, but I think for the most part, yeah, like, I wouldn't expect too much. I hope nobody is coming into this Orlando thing, to be honest, except for fun moments. I mean, I'm excited in a way. Like, as much as I want to sit here and be like, wow, I wish there were different guys, he is going to be kind of fun to watch. I can't sit here and lie. Right. It's going to be pretty fun.
He might have a couple highlight plays, give you a little, like, razzle-dazzle type stuff. Sure. So.
yeah, something to put on Twitter, something to retweet. I love just how insane that sort of gets at any signing and the routes and the conspiracy theories that go. You know, I think it was Brooklyn's Beat. I can't remember if it was Brooklyn's Beat or someone where it was sort of saying, is this the Nets going down the stealth tank route by getting all vets rather than young guys or whatever? And it's just like, all right, let's not look into it more than we signed Jamal Crawford, we signed Tyler Johnson, we signed Justin Anderson. These are guys that have had ties to the Brooklyn Nets in the past. And I think that that is part of the reason why, you know, Sean Marks is signing guys that he wants to sign.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, he thinks that they can have some sort of an impact on the team. But, you know, I would be surprised if Lance Thomas isn't signed. You know, I think that that guy has obviously, you know, played for the Brooklyn Nets in the past. Not necessarily bringing a heap of value to the team, but neither is Jamal Crawford and neither is Tyler Johnson in that respect. These are guys that, you know, I don't think are going to be on the Brooklyn Nets roster next season. Maybe Jamal Crawford might be, depending on, I don't know about his relationship or his ties to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. You know, I think that a guy like Alonzo Trier is worth more of a flyer in that respect. But we certainly will see. You know, that's that's all we can hope for these days, lads. You know, just some fun moments, because the daily grind is certainly grinding at the best of times. But, you know, we can get some moments.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for a backup center. Like, that's all.
I know.
Nothing too crazy. Someone who can play like 12 minutes maybe, just give Jared Allen a little bit of a breather. But anything else you guys want to talk about before we get out of here? Nets will probably sign somebody in 10 minutes, but...
Yeah, true.
Probably. Well, TLC at the four. Tom Dodd at the Nets official site did a thing, and he was giving some quotes along the lines of TLC. I mean, I was talking about playing a little bit of four. I was like, oh, boy, this is next level. So
I saw a quote that was like, that. I'm going to be down low helping Jarrett more and doing dirty work. And I was like,
yeah, no. That was from Tom's article. Yeah.
Oh, man. I was like, God, TLC. Like, we're not even talking about like Musa, who's at least like 6'9 and has height. You know,
I hope it's just like digs. Like, he's just like digging a little bit, but it's not like he's trying to play interior defense. I was looking. This is where we're at with quarantine. So, like, part of the. You know, I don't know if I necessarily agree with the tournament holistically, but I'm at a point now in quarantine. I'm like putting together something for TLC right now, and I'm like, man,
next level.
This is definitely day one. Like, I know there's going to be people commenting being like, oh, day 160, huh? Like, and there's a clip of Jaylen Brown just like abusing him in the post.
Yeah.
So,
Jaylen's a two guard. So,
So get ready for that.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
I was just going to say, yeah, before we end this one, I do want to give Jamal Crawford's reaction to the signing. He gave a bit of a quote from the lyrics of Brooklyn Go Hard from Jay-Z. There is black hoodie rap, there's no fear in my eyes, where they're looking at. Great lyric, great song. And Santa Gold can do no wrong either. So, shout outs to Jamal Crawford with that one. I love the song quotes. I think like Wilson Chandler, Torian Prince, he's going to fit in nicely with those guys.
Get some vibes, new vibes on the team.
Yeah, but maybe, you know what I mean.
Storylines, news, whatever it might be. Matt, thank you for hopping on. Jack, always a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
As always, you can find The Buzz on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, OTGBasketball.com, NetsProduct.com, and Blue Wire Pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.